Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Leslie from Nashville joining us here momentarily. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share about, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, I did want to discuss a little bit here about how it's funny that people are still trying to say that we're not going to have COVID games again, and that it's a conspiracy theory that we're going to have gene therapies and lockdowns and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, they're still rolling it out at the same time while they're calling us crazy. So there's even in Florida, of all places, Florida, where they've banned schools and Florida and Texas, they've banned the use of scamwaring. And Florida especially has called the COVID gene therapy a bioweapon. And you now have football games being canceled in Palm Beach, Florida, because of COVID. And they announced this. And Leslie, if you're ready to join me, just press 1 on your phone so I know you're ready, because I don't know if you're just prepping or whatever. So, all right, let me finish this story here. Leslie, I opened your mic. Let me just finish reading real quick and we'll get our hellos in order here. But in my professional opinion here, the school knows, of course, that Friday nights are big football games. Florida and Texas and Oklahoma, for the most part, football is life. And so you have this Palm Beach Gardens School District that announced one day ahead of the game that they are canceling it because of COVID. And the rule now, the new rule with these liberal schools, one COVID case, done. Not a team not 20 people, not 10, not a half a school, one case. And they're shutting down. That's the new rule that's going around right now. Just to get the scare out there, because they need to get the scare out there, because the average person hears Trump and they say, when you have Trump out there, and I'll play it later, where he's telling everybody to not comply and not go with this, and that's going to push the radicals even harder. So who knows? The scam wearing and the gene therapies could be a civil war situation. I guess you'll at least be able to tell who's on what side, because you'll have the public scam wearing. I am not going to scam wear. I never have before, never will. You now have these schools that all of a sudden, and what was it, just last week? Last week. And Alex Jones broke the story off. Everybody in let me not say in the mainstream media, because even people like Hannity is reporting this. But you have the whole non-woke side announcing that they've announced that they're going to do these scam dates. And they want it exactly how it was in early 2020 for something that is very minuscule right now. And if they can force you to get those gene therapies, these allegedly are going to be the killers. Each dose that they've brought out has been a little worse than the one before. And they want mass death on this one, so that by October, they really would like to get things locked down by Halloween, if they can. They want massive control. Who knows? You have Tucker Carlson talking with Donald Trump, where they halfway expect him to have to fight an assassination attempt. And what's that going to leave us with? You have Brandon that's not going to make it, in my opinion. And if you have no Trump, it's Governor Gruesome in California versus who? All right, let me go ahead and bring Leslie in here before she starts questioning why she called in. So, Leslie, welcome in. I don't have the clap button ready. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Hi.
Hello. Let's try and make your night a little bit better.
I appreciate that. It's been a rough couple of weeks.
I don't know if you want to follow what I'm talking about here, or if you have anything you want to go at on your own. Either way is fine.
I actually looked that up, what you were just talking about. I mean, of course, there were many people, I think we all knew that it was coming. We know it's coming. And I really hope that the people say that they're not going to comply, that they will not comply. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's going to be really, if everybody says we're not going to do this, that's the only way that it's going to work. I mean, if you just start having people that are going to give in and going to do it, I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, I'm like you. I don't wear a mask. The only place that I wore a mask really was at my doctor's office. Here in Tennessee, they just stopped wearing masks just a few months ago. And I was just, she handed me a mask one time and I just grabbed it and walked off. I'm just not going to do it again. I mean, if the mask work, we still wouldn't be at this issue. The flu is every year. They don't give you masks for the flu. You know,
But the thing is, Leslie, is that for the last year and a half, they posted all these stories about how scams don't do anything. Even just 2 weeks ago, they talked, another article came out about how scam wearing affects students in school. But now they want to bring it back.
Afraid.
And that box of scams that I've showed, I don't know how many times over the last 3.5 years, they say this is the best way to fight COVID is to wear these scams. And on the box, it says these scams do not protect you from COVID-19. But it's the best thing to protect you from COVID-19.
I mean, a lot of it is, I really believe that a lot of these schools are afraid to stand up and say no, because then what happens if a parent or somebody turns around and sues them?
It's never been about what if somebody gets COVID. You know what people are more scared of than COVID? They're more scared of going into a Subway sandwich place and not being allowed to buy a sandwich. So they would rather comply because they don't want to get yelled at. That's the way it works. They're more worried about getting yelled at than they are of a virus that has a 99.7% cure rate.
Well, I mean, my personal opinion, I don't even believe it was the virus that killed people last time. I think some of it was the experimental treatment that they gave to people.
Well, that's what they need. They need to have the scariest scare tactics so that they can get these gene therapies sold and get more people dead. That's the goal. Because if you have mass death, then they can go ahead, even though we know it's from the gene therapies, the lemmings are going to get their gene therapies. And when these people die, they're going to say, look, they died because of COVID. And so they're going to push it even harder, even though we will know, but people are afraid of getting yelled at. And the stores, who knows? Some of these stores need to get Bud Lighted. The thing is that they want us locked down so they can push the gene therapies. And then if they could do something to Trump, then they feel as though they can take us over, because there is nobody at this time. If something happens to Trump, there's nobody. DeSantis is not going to all of a sudden be a great leader. Vivek Ramaswamy is not the guy. Neither was anybody else on that stage.
I totally agree with you on that one, that's for sure.
So are the Republicans going to be able to draft somebody? I don't know. But I don't like the field right now. I mean, DeSantis would win out of default, but it's like you're going to a concert, and instead of seeing Michael Jackson, you're going to see like Morris Day and the Time. Still a good band, but it's not Michael Jackson.
Definitely not.
So that has me kind of worried, because if Trump wants to go after these people and there's no and Trump keeps collecting these W's, then and the thing is, everybody is going to know it's an assassination attempt by the globalist. Everybody knows that now. And if a Trump assassination happened, would we be at a civil war? it's just weird because the United States is at the point where they want to fight everybody. They want to start World War III and fight Russia and China and the United States at the same time. The only time that's ever happened was Germany, and we know how that panned out. But having a civil war against your own people, that's never going to be a good sign. That's the one thing I could say to myself, I guess, is that if life sucks, don't worry. It's going to change quite a bit over the next 12 months.
I agree on
that. How's that for some positivity?
Well, if we don't have a new president in 15 months, it's very much going to change.
Oh, we'll have a new president. They just think that we're going to be satisfied with Grissom or Michael Robinson Obama because he's such a nice lady. No qualification, but you'll have people standing. The people would stand in line for 2 miles to vote for Big Mike.
I don't know why.
He's a nice lady. See, even though Barry Satoru did nothing for the black community, he left a lot of people feeling good about themselves. He, while doing nothing physically for them, made that community feel like he cared about them, even though it's blatantly obvious he didn't. He just paid really good lip service and showed up at the exact times he was supposed to. So people will remember those days, and the average Democrat does not understand that the same people that controlled Barry Satoru are running Pedo Joe right now. They don't realize that. So when it comes to the ballot box and Big Mike says yes, they're going to think, oh, right, great, we're going to have Barry again. I'll vote for that. And they'll just make it a real big thing like, look, Michael Robinson Obama is going to be the first elected tranny to the presidency.
I really hope not.
No, I would hope not too, but unfortunately that's going to happen.
So I will...
You put Michael Robinson Obama, and what they really want, what everybody really wants in this uniparty is to have Brandon or Big Mike or Grissom go against some schlub like Mike Pence, that nobody on the Republican side is going to vote for ever. That's what they want. They want a laydown. They have to go after DeSantis. If they have to go after Trump, they'll do so. They don't care. They are that close to having a one-world government and have the United States fall. They're not going to let us come back to prominence. And if Trump is announcing that he's going to go after all these deep states, they need somebody that's a solid for them that will let them run their operations. So we're at that point where it's going to be do or die time here.
Yeah, I never would have thought in a million years that it would all come down to this. I really never thought, especially in my lifetime.
Yeah. They want so badly to get out of Brandon, but at this point they're stuck because they don't want Kamala. As bad as Brandon is, Kamala would just be the worst thing ever. So if they can have Brandon hold on until maybe next June or July, and then she could just ride it out and agree to not run, And I promise you. Go ahead.
I feel like that. I feel like that she's always wanted to be president, that she's always wanted to run. So I don't know how they would ever talk her out of not trying to be the president.
Well, if somebody is known as a trans, maybe they don't want to be outed. I don't know.
True.
I can't confirm that. So I'm just giving some thought.
So you know what another upsetting day it was yesterday? It was the 2 year, it was a 2 year anniversary of the debacle of Afghanistan.
Yeah. And he still thinks that's one of the best things he ever did.
Yeah, it really bothers me that when you hear them say successful operation, I mean, because I said and I listened to the hearing that they had with the 13 Gold Star families, and they all tend to disagree with that theory. I mean, we're talking about that these families still haven't got even the belongings of family members back. I mean, which is very interesting to me, and would be very I can't not explain that. Why would you not give these soldiers' belongings back to their family?
When you don't care about people, that's what you do.
You know, and then the day he was looking at his watch, I don't understand why. I really don't understand why people would even be supportive party. And it just blows my mind. It's like we talked about. It's like they say they have to tell people, oh, how great they are, to try to convince people, because I guess people are not smart enough or educated enough to look at things for themselves or to listen to these families that lost those soldiers over there. They didn't think it was a great exit. I didn't see it was a great exit on TV. I mean, when you got people hanging off airplanes, falling down, when you got soldiers being blown up, there's a lot of unanswered questions. I mean, you still got allies over there. They said it would take 31 years for all the people that are here now for their, I guess, their applications for citizenship to be here permanently in the United States to be, you know, approved. 31 years, that's a long time. Yet you allow undocumented, you know, people coming through the border, and they're really not people here to be, you know, good contributors to society. We're talking about bad people. We're talking about gang members.
Right.
I mean, it just kind of blows my mind. I'm like, what are you not seeing? What are you not seeing?
Well, when you want one world government and you want to take down the United States, that's what you do. So,
and I don't even know why these people.
This collapse is on purpose. And the last piece is that they really would want, in a perfect world for them, they want to swap out Brandon and put Governor Grusom in there to run against Mike Pence. That's what the elites want.
If it came at the end of the day, I would definitely vote for Pence over Grusom any day. Even though I'm not.
There's going to be a lot of people like myself that won't vote because that's how it's set up. They know nobody will vote for Pence. Pence is the Trump of the decade. So,
well, he is a Trump. We all know that. But
yeah,
I mean,
but I'm not
going to
vote. No, I wouldn't give him the satisfaction. So I'd be looking at my third-party candidates again. But that's what they want. They want low voter turnout. because Democrats will vote for any old Democrat no matter what. It don't matter. It could be Charles Manson on that ballot. It could be Adolf Hitler. They will vote Democrat. It's us that votes on principle, and if we don't like the candidate, we don't just throw them in there and then complain for 4 years. So that's what they're hoping for.
And I'm watching TV right now, and I see him on TV with, in Hawaii, them replaying him with his Hawaiian, I guess we call it a lay on. And, I mean, he's not done anything for those people over there. And they're still going to vote for him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. So did you see where, speaking of another event that's happened, did you see where those protesters were protesting in a Nevada Ranger? I guess it was on a
hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, but now, of course, the police officer is the bad guy, and I'm sitting there thinking, screw them. Screw those protesters. I mean, get out of the road. You're on a road. You're holding up traffic.
My favorite
people are trying
thing,
to get
I
to
love
work.
when those protesters glue themselves to the ground. I say that if they want to be part of the scenery, let them go. If they want to glue themselves to the ground, just like if they glue themselves at a car dealership to protest fossil fuels, then, hey, let them live there. If they can't get up to go to the bathroom and they can't eat, they could just sit there for the rest of their lives for all I care. They glued themselves there. If they think it's a fresh idea to let cars going 85, 90 miles an hour over their heads, then let them do it. Let them learn. That's the only way it's going to stop. If a cop is going to get blasted for stopping a 2 mile traffic jam because these fools glue themselves to the freeway, then we settle it by the rule of the road is if a fool glues themselves to the road, run over them. That'll stop. Tell me it won't stop.
I guess the bad thing is I feel sorry, especially like if I were to have to drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing. I mean, I feel bad for the people that would – they said one guy that he actually ended up having to go back to – he had to go to jail because he was supposed to be out on work release or whatever. And protesters were in the middle of the road holding up traffic, and he had to go to jail because of some protesters. I mean,
yes, you got hundreds of people's lives that are affected because some fool thinks it's a fresh idea in the middle of a busy freeway to just glue themselves down and say they're not getting up until we all stop driving cars. Yeah, that's not going to work. And then if we do anything, if the cops do something, why are they the bad people?
They're not.
Nobody told those fools to see, honestly, and I put this in one of my Broccoli Man videos. If these fools want to protest meat and say everybody should be vegan, so they glue themselves to the drive-through line at a fast food place, then let them live there. Let them have the cars clunk them upside the head whenever they drive through. But we shouldn't be nice to them. I'm not going to give them I'm not going to pull their junk out so they could whiz into a cup. They chose that life. They can have it. If they want their residency to be the McGMO drive-thru between the registers, then let them have it until enough cars run over them that they get to go to their funeral. I'm okay with that.
How many people not have anything better to do with their lives? I mean, like, I have to work. I have no choice but to work.
Well, life goals, I guess. They don't have any goals.
I mean, I'll have to have a place to live, though, at least. I mean.
Well, maybe these people don't have to pay for where they live.
Probably because there's bigger money. I believe that they're probably advertising for protesters.
Yeah,
it's probably
but if
a
you're,
job.
But if you're protesting by gluing yourself to the pavement, then to me that means that you don't want it. You don't want your life anymore.
I agree. So my question to you is: do you believe these people are being paid to protest like this?
It's hard to say because if you're gluing yourself to the ground, I don't expect you to get up anymore.
I think they're being paid, and I agree with you. But I believe somehow
well,
these
the
people
thing,
are being
though, Leslie,
paid.
Leslie, that I've learned over the last few years, and I've And this has been reinforced with these scam dates. These people prey on others for being nice. So they could act as dirty to you as they want because they know at the end of the day, you're so nice that you're not going to do a thing at them back. That's why they get away with stuff. Because all those people, for example... during that freeway lockdown in Nevada, where those fools glued themselves, nobody ran over them. They all just stood there and waited.
Oh,
nobody ran over them, so they win. They think they could take down a freeway because ain't nobody gonna get out of their car and get them out of the way or run over them, so they win.
I think it was great whenever, or wherever it was they were protesting, these people got so bad that they actually started getting out of their cars and, like, picking, like, these people's sides off of them and, like, wadding them up and throwing them down and tearing them up.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
That was great.
Well, they don't expect that. They think the average person is just nice, and they're just going to sit there and let them protest in front of them for 4 hours. That's why everybody put those scams on. It's not because they're worried about the disease. They're worried that someone might accuse them of voting for Trump and that they'll have to have a video because they got five people beating them up because they didn't wear a scam.
All I can say is nobody's going to beat me up. Nobody's going to beat me up for not wearing a mask.
Oh.
I firmly believe in protecting myself.
Well, that's the liberals don't really stand up for themselves, so they don't think you're going to.
Yeah. Wrong people mess with.
That's the way it works.
Not my world. Maybe in theirs. I've never seen so much madness in my life. And, I mean, we've always had protesters over the years. And, I mean, it's okay to protest, but it's just a little too much. And it's more than I've ever seen it in my life. I mean, there was big-time protest in the 60s, but because of Vietnam.
Right.
But what these people are doing is a little too much.
Oh, wait until there's a draft. that'll stop a lot of this. All these people think it's funny because they never, times have been good. But wait until they have to go to war. They're going to protest that. They're not going to be willing to go die because a Democrat president told them to go die for, because you're of age to go die. I want to play this clip here real quick about how blacks are now voting for Trump. And the mugshot put Trump on the map, so to speak, with the black voters, because now they recognize that he's one of them. He's caught up in the prison system now. So I want to go ahead and get this out of the way.
Okay.
Who are you going for in 2024 election?
Even though I have a Bud Light Trump.
Huh? You see the man walk up the the plane starts tripping and falling? Like, come on, man, that man too damn old. He's a senior citizen. We need to be talking about Jell-O and senior citizen homes for his.
You know, I think it really is promoting his brand, you know, because they you know, if you really want something to go away, you would just ignore it.
Yeah.
So they're coming at him so hard.
Yeah.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Benny. We traveled to Nashville to speak to the good people on Broadway about Donald Trump being arrested again for the fourth time. This time he got a base mugshot. Did this assuade people from voting for Donald Trump? Of course, this is the goal, to humiliate Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Will this work? Do people want to vote for Trump more or less after this mugshot? Let's go find out.
Who are you going for in 2024?
Trump, baby. 24.
Oh, Trump.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump all the way.
Well, I'm going to have to say Trump.
I would choose Trump, then I would choose DeSantis.
Make America great again.
Trump 2024. Woohoo!
Trump.
I mean, do you think it's going to be Trump and Biden again? If those are the candidates, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have to go with Trump.
What a stupid son of a...
Oh, Trump. You know, with CNN, they're turning and they're becoming one-sided. Well, I wish I would just put out the news.
CNN is fake news.
Fake news. You are fake news.
If they make Trump a political prisoner, make you want to vote for him even more?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a witch hunt.
Kind of proves the point, right? The man versus the machine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Based Lynn. I love Based Lynn. Up top, Lynn.
It doesn't make me want to vote for her anymore.
You're fired.
Honestly, I think the problem is we all got so depressed over the last 3 years that we're just like, whatever. Of course he's going to jail. Of course. It's what we expect.
You are MAGA. Right to jail. You don't let me sniff your hair. Right to jail. Right away. You run against me as president? Jail.
Sure, yeah. Sure. What they're doing is so political. It's going only to a group of people like Trump and all the Republicans. What about the Bidens? With all the corruption in that family?
Bruh.
My country's communist. I love America. I've been living here 32 years. I don't want to go back to my country.
They can do it to him. They can do it to anybody. I don't have his money. So they can definitely do it to me, and I can't fight it.
What does it say to you when you see all this happening, Donald Trump?
It's crazy, because he literally has nothing to prove that he's done anything wrong. And all these other ones, they've had a lot of stuff. They just kick it under the rug.
My boy was just like me.
They're trying to put him in jail. Will that make you vote for him? Does that make you... They're indicting Trump.
They're indicting him.
He got his own money. He don't need these power packs from other political people to tell him you need to do it this way and that way. He got his own money.
The people that are putting up that money it's like puppets. Bing, bing.
What if they make Donald Trump a political prisoner? What if they put him in jail? Does that make you vote for him even more?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
I believe in freedom, freedom of speech. He stands for the people of this country.
You know, I think it really is promoting his brand, you know, because they you know, if you really want something to go away, you would just ignore it.
Yeah.
So they're coming at him so hard.
Yeah.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
I mean, if he was in a jumpsuit, the orange jumpsuit would match his skin, match the hair.
Hair.
If you're obsessed by the way he talks and not what he does, there's a problem there.
You are a rude, terrible person.
And he can run the country.
Yeah.
He needs to be a little quieter, but yeah. He can run our country.
Who you got in 2024? Who you got?
President Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they put him in jail, does it make you want to vote for him even more?
Absolutely.
You know, I think we look up to, you know, Donald Trump as a figure.
Yeah.
Going against the deep state and everything that is wrong with the world. It's nice to see we've got a public figure like Donald Trump fighting for the people.
What's going on, Facebook? It's your boy, Benny. Thank you for watching our video. If you wish to help us...
All right, so I'll go ahead and end that right there. So, Trump is almost at 25% right now with the African American vote.
Yeah,
he got
cool.
8%
in
2020.
Yeah, he's the end thing now. He's got a record, especially, you know, whenever they were talking to him on the streets over in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the men, now with the women not so much, but with the men, oh yeah. He's got what the boy said is a street cred now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why. I mean, I think that I don't even know if I'd call it them as opening their eyes as much as I would just the fact that I think that they can relate to him, you know, because a lot of them have been to jail or a lot of them have been to prison. And I think that's the reason why. Again, of course, you know, I saw something on TV today, and it was John Cougar Mellencamp. And you know who has a TV show? He says he's a libertarian. I can't remember the guy's name. Bill, is that Bill? But anyway, they were talking, and this guy, I mean, he was on there with him, and he was saying, they were talking about how basically that he, I mean, that John feels like that black people are still oppressed. And the guy tells him, like, no way. I mean, we're talking about, because we have professional athletes now making millions of dollars. I mean, mm-hmm. from baseball to football. And he's like, oh, maybe 2-5%. And the guy told him, Bill was like, no. He's like, we're talking about way higher than that. But I didn't realize, I mean, I knew that he was liberal, but he's like super bad. I mean, that whole conversation just really made me mad whenever they were showing that, you know, him talking about the, you know, the black population. It was just like, he was just looking, to me, it was more like he was looking down on the black population and not giving them credit for what has changed over the years. You know, it's like, I don't understand that either.
Well, remember when Trump had a speech a few years back, and he announced that the black unemployment rate is the lowest in U.S. history, and the Democrats booed him, and they talked crap about him and said, well, that's because he's forcing black people to go to work.
Oh,
can't win for anything with these people.
They know that's
why they're bullies, because they know that you're not going to fight them.
Well, I really hope that people do.
Well, I hope so this and time, but I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
I want to, another interesting topic this evening, too, is did you see where the ACLU is suing the state of Indiana for refusing to spend taxpayer cash on a sex change for a transgendered child killer?
Yeah, so some people are upset because this guy wants to get a transgender surgery so he could live the rest of his life in a women's prison.
I've never seen such a messed up train of thought. I mean, it's just like, it's unreal. But I mean, it's just like once you think that that this is like the end, I mean, it just keeps going. I mean, it's just every day.
Oh, did you see a few days ago they announced two next they're going to go after ceiling fans. They want to stop the use of ceiling fans. They already want your air conditioner. Now they want your ceiling fan.
That's really bizarre. What is my ceiling? I mean, my ceiling fan helps move air and keeps my AC unit from running so much.
Well, they just want you to sit there and be miserable. Remember, Klaus Schwab said that it's going to be an angrier world.
Maybe
that's
for
what they want.
Us, but not for him.
Right.
They'll still be living in their nice big mansions, and, you know, they have all these houses. I mean, I don't understand that. Here it is, you've got people like Al Gore. I'm sure he doesn't drive a Prius. I'm sure he doesn't drive an electric car. I mean, even Biden has his Corvette that he drives around. It's like very confusing why anybody would still support these idiots.
So let's go ahead and get our Mr. Broccoli out of the way since we're about to hit hour number two.
Okay.
So when you're ready, I'll pull it here. It's the brand new variant featuring the wiretap.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you ready? All right, so I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are hereby ordered to stop what you are doing and take a cover AIDS test with me today, sir. There is a cover AIDS variant out there, sir. Why you busy stone cold children in these mean streets without a bloody scam on that face?
No thank you. I am immune to that variant. I do not own a smell of vision. I do not comply.
Sir, this new strain is the worstest one ever. G. Lobalist made all of us and his crime syndicate get 2 gene therapies for it. After the first one I had blood clots. After the second dose, an hour later I caught a heart attack. The heart attack was from getting COVID, sir. I was in the hospital for 9 days.
You are really that messed up in the head to not know why you almost died? Both times you took the gene therapies, you had serious health issues right away.
The doctor said it could have been anything. He said I may have been exercising too hard. Or because I was watching the Tucker Carlson and Trump interview on X, formerly Twitter. It could have been anything except the gene therapies. The gene therapies are the most safest and the most effectivest things to ever put in your body. You can believe that because G. Lobalist owns the gene therapy company.
But G. Lobalist said he will never inject himself with the COVID's gene therapy.
That is correct, sir. He said he needs to save the gene therapies for people like us that need it.
Right. Keep believing that.
Look, you buy a snitch. It was purely a coincidence that I had a heart attack and blood clots after receiving those gene therapies. Lot of people get heart attacks as a mere coincidence after getting these outstanding life-saving gene therapies. I do not know what you are insinuating, sir. It would have been much worse if I did not get the gene therapies, sir. Perhaps after I inspect your kumquats and your ice cream cone it will not be so funny, sir. Now you peel off those garments right now. I need to check your person for any meat or dairy products inside your person. We are visiting banning those items within the next 6 years in this city, sir.
Don't you worry. I will be grilling my grass-fed steaks and enjoying my organic ice cream while on my Rumble videos.
We do not care.
Now you look here something like her. How about you say that right to G-Lobalist's face? Let's get into my 1993 Geo Metro and go drive up to his lair right this instant. We can listen to the Thompson Twins hit song Hold Me Now and hold hands while we walk up the stairs to see G-Lobalist. Please remember, sir. He does not look at 99% S like you unless you are wearing a bloody scam on that face.
Yeah, that's gonna be a no way.
Yeah, that's gonna be a yes way, dog. I will even provide you my 2024 Michael Robinson Obama for President scam to wear on that face.
Look, I am busy working. We have to get this fentanyl off the streets and get these children away from these child traffickers.
Now, sir, I am very worried about your well-being. I do not want G-Lobalist to detonate a direct energy weapon and start a fire around your neighborhood like what happened in Lahaina, Hawaii. If you make G-Lobalist upset, your home might be the one that is 1% S might target. I am just saying that when the 1% make a demand on you, you must obey at all costs or we destroy you 7 ways from Sunday. Do you understand our trick or you, sir? We do not take these things very lightly, sir.
I am not sure why your crime syndicate had to do all that to those people in Hawaii.
It is very easy, green dude. Those 99% dolts refused to give us back our land. We offered them up to 30% of the fair market value. They refused to play ball, so we set up some electric poles to be almost chopped down. When the wind came in, we came right through with a laser blast right at the power line that fell down and started a fire. Then we directed all the water be shut off, no emergency sirens, and we even put the police out there on those streets to block those nincompoops and utter fools from trying to leave the island. There's something duck has done didgeridoo did get fried up just like chicken wings at Popeyes. Now the governor said he is going to confiscate the lands for us so we can buy at the rate we originally intended to purchase with. We play for keeps around this biznitch, sir.
What makes you think you can get away with this?
Because, sir, those dolts and bedwetters will vote Democrat no matter what. That is why Brandon had no comment and went down there to tell them fooled some jokes. Those lemmings and train seals do not care what we do to them. We can put them in the FEMA camps, and they will still vote Democrat. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
I think the average person in America wants Trump to come back as president.
Maybe so, green dude. Maybe so. But Trump will be arrested and so will anyone that we believe could win an elections against whatever Democrat operative we put out there. Did you not see Trump's mugshot, sir?
Yes, of course. That is why everyone knows this is a sham and knows this is just election interference. This is highly illegal.
You know what, sir? No one bloody cares. All we have to do is create another mass event to cause havoc and round up all your ne'er-do-wells so you do not join a crime syndicate. Ain't it funky, brother?
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. I'll take you on a sky ride. I'm feeling like I'm spellbound. The sunshine is lady, who rocks you like a baby. She says, hello, hello, you fool, I love you, Simon, join the joyride. Join the joyride. Ow.
Okay, everyone. You need to understand what these globalists are trying to do to us. They want a prison planet and kill off 99% of the public so they can rule Earth with an iron fist. Never ever comply. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Do not end up in a FEMA camp. Listen to Proof Negative at freedomizerradio.com during the week at night and click on Listen Live. Also, check out the schedule to see the other great shows on the network. freedomizerradio.com.
You shall do no such thing. What everyone needs to be doing is getting your Lysenko Freedom microchips, getting your latest COVID gene therapies, and wallowing in your swill just cure 99% numbskulls and scallywags always do. You must never ever show your face around a 1% and for the love of Michael Robinson or Obama, you need to put a bloody scam on that face. Michael Robinson or Obama, here's a nice lady.
Is that why the Obama's personal chef mysteriously died while paddleboarding with Barry? And his clothes were not found on his person? And Barry had cuts and bandages all over his hands.
There you go again, green dude. You keep stepping in it. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Zip it good. We do not want anyone looking into this or any of Hunter's business dealings in the Ukraine. It is more important to arrest Trump for stating there were errors in the vote counts and Dominionhood counting errors.
But that is on record as being true though.
The difference is, sir, he was not supposed to say that out loud. Like I said, you never ever go against what this 1% globalists demand. Now let me get an anal swab from you right this instant so I can check that buttocks for anything that constitutes as global warming.
Bruh.
Alright, hope it was alright.
Yeah.
Alright, so, you have anything else you want to go over? It's your turn.
Let's see. I would say right now, I'll go ahead and let you start us off again. I'm kind of having a moment, so.
All right. All right, so let's bring Bianchi in here then. Bianchi wants to say hi.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very
hi,
much.
Bianchi.
Leslie.
Hello.
When
people, hey there.
When someone told you that blacks are still oppressed, you should have asked them, well, whose fault is that?
Oh, this was on a show that I saw.
Well, if you got a way to comment with the question, whose fault is that? You got school districts that are ran by entire blacks. It ain't whites that's running them.
Mm-hmm.
So whose fault is
that?
Well,
look at Detroit and look at all that crime there. Look at the south side of Chicago.
Absolutely. Whose fault is that? The kids can't read and write at a grade level. Whose fault is that? The schools are ran by blacks. They're not ran by whites. Whites fled. Is that? And see, I'm happy to see these educated blacks and, of course, others, but mostly educated and blacks who have worked hard, who's moved up into the middle class and beyond. They're not going to vote for them Democratic policies because they are toxic to their lifestyle and their family. They are. And
in my opinion, Pianchi, nobody should be proud of the fact that they're very low. They're not even middle class. They're just barely getting along. Nobody should be proud of that. Everybody should strive to be doing better.
You're absolutely right. There's nothing stopping. And just like down in Florida and elsewhere, you got the black groups, activists, is blaming DeSantis for the shooting at the Dollar General store there in Jacksonville. DeSantis didn't have anything to do with that. Nothing whatsoever. But if you blame that on DeSantis, as I was talking about the other night, Leslie, in Atlanta suburb, you had a black male that shot and killed four of his neighbors, his white neighbors. Where is the new? I'm sure that you heard all about that, didn't you, Leslie?
Yes, I did.
Good, good. That means that you're in the right places at the right time. But nobody's blaming that on Joe Biden.
And I watch the news pretty much all the time or listen to it all the time. I mean, unfortunately, I really should not because it's kind of mentally overwhelming and it kind of really gets me down at times. And proof, I just sent you the link for where the John Mellencamp was slammed by Bill Maher. That's what the show was. But, yeah, I listen to it quite a bit, and it's yes, I remember seeing that where, you know, in Atlanta where that happened. But I understand that. You understand that. But there's a lot of people that's made into, again, that's actually twisted into what people want it to be, you know?
Well, yeah, they do. The news media is systemic racism. You want to see an example of systemic racism in 2023, just look at your major news sources and see how they report.
CNN won't be able to sell advertising if they don't have race riots going on.
You're absolutely right. You know, there's a black network, Kathy Hughes. You've heard of her. I can't think of her network name. She's black.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Yeah. She's black. And you look at the stock chart. Oh, one something. If you look at her stock charts for the last several years, her stock prices went up when they was having all those George Floyd riots.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd make money off of that. So that's how that stuff works. Now, I was listening to the show before you came on. I really enjoyed what the gentleman was talking about. He was putting out some information on how during the Roosevelt administration, how the government was attacking citizens who wanted to do things on their own, be their own entrepreneur and boss. He was talking about this chicken farmer and how the government, threw, I forget how many indictments on him because of his chickens that he was selling to the public and saying it was against the law for the public to come in and pick their chickens that they wanted to buy. That is totally ridiculous. And then
these were the same people that also tried to ban people from owning gold and silver.
Absolutely. It's the same people that's attacking the Amish today as they go about living their lifestyle, don't want to be bothered by anybody. And it's like this thing with the debt. See, here's the thing. If you have a credit card and your credit card goes for $5,000, well, if you reach $5,001 and the bank cut it off, you don't go to them and say, well, could you raise it up to $7,000? No. What you need to do is stop spending. And that's what the federal government needs to do. You don't raise up the debt ceiling. When you reach your budget, the budget that's supposed to be set October the 1st every year, your fiscal year, the federal government stops at September the 30th. And they set a budget. And, of course, where it's been going on lately, they want to raise the debt ceiling. Pass your debt ceiling, well, your next budget should be at least 10 or 15% less than what it was when you began. That means that you're spending too much. Lower your budget. That's what you would do at the house with your credit card. Lower the budget. That way, you start off with a new floor. It's not the, well, actually, it should be the ceiling. So you start off with a new ceiling. You don't go over it. This stuff about raising the ceiling is crazy because the ceiling that you raise, which is higher than the budget that you set last year, guess what? That ceiling is going to need to be raised again and again and again because you continue to use the same behavior that caused you to overspend, and then it burdens the taxpayers. It burdens them because you're going to raise their taxes, thus by taking money out of their pockets, whereby they could do better for their lives. And another thing that happens when you raise the debt ceiling and print more money, merchants raise their prices. So now the taxpayer is getting hit with increased taxes and increased prices that they have to pay for the same loaf of bread. So
you know what gets me too, Bianchi, right now, speaking of interest? My credit score is well into the 700s. And I'm getting credit card, credit card offers. And they're telling me that because of my good credit, they're willing to extend a credit card to me with the introductory rate of 27.99% interest. Why would I do that?
That's just totally ridiculous. So that means that every time you pay $1,000 on your credit card, you're actually paying about $800 because $800 less, you're paying $770, $730 because they're charging you $270 in interest.
I got one
and
credit card, it's 13%, and I'm okay with that. And I don't even use it like that.
Yeah, you have to have one. If you don't, you don't have a credit rating.
Right.
The bank would tell you, well, you don't have no credit. What do you mean I don't have no credit? I don't owe nobody. Well, that's in a way that's good, but when you try to borrow money, it's bad. Well, what about
was
doing way of the time?
So you know the funny thing about the credit cards too, where you. Like my credit card, I have a $4,000 limit. So even if I wanted to spend money, I don't want to go over $2,000 because once you have over 50% of your credit in use, then your credit rating goes down. So you have to use it to keep your credit rating, but if you use 50% or more, then you get hit for that. So you have to keep it somewhere between 800 and 1500 and then your credit rating goes up.
Yeah, there's always these scams, loopholes, and crooks and nannies that's in these deals nowadays. But anyway,
it's like I have a 4,000 credit limit, so I could take 2,000 if I want.
Yeah, but I just want to remind Leslie that when you hear people. Make those, of course you say you listen to a program, but if you happen to have someone in discussion with you make that mention, you ask them, well, whose fault is it? Whose fault is that? You want to have African history, which in classrooms today, it's fine as an elective in college. It's fine in your community centers, your churches, and also at home. But you can't be teaching in a public school when you teach in one-sidedness of events, and especially trying to shame or disparage other ethnic groups that's in the classroom. That's just not going to work. And another thing, too, Leslie, They want these books, but the kids can't read. The kids can't read and can't do math. I think that would be a more formidable thing to work on rather than trying to get books into classrooms that kids can't even read. And, you know, in your schools, in your community centers, in your churches, in your homes, you can have any books you want to. And at the same time, teach however you want. But when they go to school, it can't be that way. When it's a public school, other ethnic, it can't be that way. Anyway, I'm going to finish eating.
Well, let me tell you a little story about something here that happened to me. I do volunteer work. I don't really tell a lot of people that. And I won't tell the organizations that I volunteer for. But one, I had to go into a school, and I was supposed to teach this curriculum to children. And it's just supposed to be a fun, you know, thing to do. And I get into this, you know, course, one of the Metro Nashville schools. And right now, actually, they are having all kinds of events because they're so shorthanded on teachers. And for some reason, every time you turn around, I talk to the people, they're telling me that they're, you know, going into education, they want to be teachers. But anyway, going back to this, and I can see what's happening. You know, you want to reach out, you want to do your part to volunteer. I know I do. But yet you get into a school like I did, and let me tell you, it was the worst experience I've ever had as a volunteer in my whole life. I have taught the same program in Alabama in inner city schools, and this classroom was one of the worst ever. In fact, the director of the program had to come in there, and the principal, the teacher could not keep them under control. And the comments to me by the staff were whenever corporal punishment went away is whenever everything started unraveling, because the librarian was also happened to be from Alabama, and he was telling me that some of the children, they'll show up school and be able to eat Monday through Friday, and sometimes that after they leave classes on Friday, the whole weekend, they don't even get to eat. And the kids come in, I was just amazed at the disrespect that I was handed from these children. I mean, this was supposed to be fun, remember? We were supposed to do activities, and none of that ever happened. I walked out there. I was so exhausted that day, and I said, never again. And because they were throwing their papers down, they were getting up and walking around like and acting. I don't know what they were doing. They were just walking around and acting all bad and would not listen. And for the most part, this inner city school that I went to in Huntsville, Alabama, it was okay. But here in the Nashville area, I don't even know. I don't know how anybody could deal with this, even the young teacher that was teaching these children day in and day out. And you know, I know you asked me last weekend who's teaching these children. I don't think it's really, in fact, some of these people that are actually wanting to teach them or volunteer, you know, like me. I think that, I mean, you've also got to have parent involvement, and there's no discipline anymore.
There's no respect for authority in three places. One, no respect for authority at the home, and that's quite obvious. Homes are headed by women who didn't get education. Number two, no respect for authority in the situation you just described, in the schools. And three, no respect for authority in the streets when you come in contact with people who are supposed to have the authority to make you do things, quote unquote, the police. There it is. And what can be done? I don't know. I don't know what can be done, but I tell you one thing. I think that, and that's not all families, because you got some marginal and poor families where you have those three. But and I think that those families should be allowed to take their children out of those environments so they can be challenged and can learn. What good does it do you that when the first day of school, your child knows the things that they're supposed to know, but the rest of the class and the majority of the class don't? So what is that doing to your child? It's holding your child back, and that is totally wrong. Go ahead, Leslie.
But my question to you, too, and just a prime example, is a lot of those children, again, they don't get food the whole weekend. Or, I mean, they don't even get fed, like, a lot during the summertime. And then another, there was an instance here in Nashville. Now, this was a fourth grade class that I was in. There was another instance here in Nashville where, I don't know how old she was, there was a student, and you can look this up on the internet, she actually maced a teacher because he took her cell phone away from her.
Well, I've seen that, yes. That's the least of the things that be going on. Children are not eating, that's the family's responsibility to make sure that that's happening. Then where's the division of family service? And see, here's another thing. When you stop parents from sending brown bag lunches to school with their kids, then that opened the door for federal free and reduced lunch programs, Title I, which also included federal regulations and how they think that your school should be ran. And in Chicago, there was a case in Chicago where a young boy took his lunch, and they penalized him, punished him.
Hmm. Here you're talking about the family services. They're so short-handed and their pay scale is so low that there's other jobs without degrees or either with degrees that pay higher than what a social worker makes. I forgot. I think the average salary here, if I'm not mistaken, in Tennessee, it's pretty low. I think it was around $34,000 a year. I'd have to go back and look again, but they were talking about the average salary here. I mean, and you talk about the cost of living here has exploded. I mean, not people can't afford to be a social worker here. I mean, they just can't. So that leaves the system in a dilemma.
Well, African-American college students are overrepresented in low-paying fields like social work. I think in social work, of black workers, about 22% of them are gravitating to those fields. Like you say, they don't pay. And probably the reason they're not into the higher-paying fields like your STEM is because of the education that they're receiving. And also go back to the household, the parents and the family. I mean, as much as you like, you have to sacrifice for your child. If your child, and you know that your child is not where they should be as far as a family standing, then you have to sacrifice. You can't be wearing all these nice fancy clothes. You can't be going out to these parties and that. You have to do the things that's necessary in order to make sure that that child is being exposed to the resources that they need. And most of these resources are free.
But most parents, no matter what color, a majority of them are not willing to do that now. I can tell you there's a girl that I know that has five children, and let me tell you, she doesn't go all out for her kids. And the father's deceased now. They did live in a multi-parent home. He worked full-time. He made really good money. He was an accountant, but he passed away of alcohol poisoning. And so, but she doesn't discipline her children. I mean, it's just amazing to, for me to see, you know, like you're talking about the clothes and other things, like she takes them to, you know, she would get on money asking or get on Facebook asking for money for things like her bills and stuff, yet she would end up taking one of her kids to dance. There's a real problem with the way some people prioritize their life now. And I know that I can't be the only one that sees this.
Well, yeah, it is a problem. But something has to be done.
And you know what I think a lot of it stems from? I think a lot of it stems from social media.
Well, yeah, there's other avenues that's raising the children rather than the parents, and many times they don't know how to do it. But the thing is,
the parents are addicted to social media. The children are addicted to social media. So those two things right there are together. And they'll let them stay on TikTok for hours. They'll say I'm on Facebook for hours, most of TikTok or whatever, watching videos. Of course, the parents do it too. And, man, it's just like it's just normal everyday life.
Well, that's why you have idiots that's gluing themselves down to the pavement in protest. Do a background on them and see where they came from and the influence that led them to have the logic that they have today. Something wrong with these folks. And it has become so bad, it's now a national security issue.
Absolutely.
When your own people can't, when your own Americans can't man the things that they're supposed to be manning from jobs and other things. And just look at your justice system. It's 2- and 3-tiered. Where did the hell that logic come from?
And now you have Merrick Garland saying he's not going to cooperate with Jim Jordan for anything and that's going to be okay?
Merrick Garland needs to be caned in the public, I think. It's something that man is crazy. Could you imagine if he was on the bench? He's crazy.
Oh, I know they were trying hard to get him to. They were trying hard to get Trump to take him as a Supreme Court.
Yeah, he would have been worse than Joseph Bork.
Oh, I got quiet.
Republicans need to impeach him.
There we go. Republicans need to impeach him. Well, rumor is next week that McCarthy might start that, but who knows? They might not even have the votes if McCarthy even tries. And then if they do, it's not like the Democrats in the Senate are going to do anything.
Well, you can see where all this is likely to lead up to.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things, whether the amendment of the Constitution or elections that can be done, but it looks to me like it's leading up to something that people don't like to talk about.
And what would that be?
Civil War.
That's funny because I know somebody else that said that it's basically the same thing. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I mean that's basically, you know, I mean, that's what was said to me, basically. It's the same thing that you're saying. But my thoughts on that, though, is I'm not even sure people, I mean, if they're physically or mentally even prepared to even do that. I mean, people are too busy with their phones. Don't you agree?
Or you think they're going to be marched off to the ovens and say nothing?
I just feel like, I mean, I don't know if people are going to be, you know, if that comes down to that, if people are going to be motivated enough to even get away from their phones.
Speaking of which, I saw on October 4th, they're gonna take every device and have an emergency broadcast system. I don't know if you saw that, but they plan on doing that. So I'm wondering what's going to go on at that point. What's that?
Emergency broadcasting?
Yeah, they're going to have an emergency broadcast test on every TV, every radio, every cell phone. I don't remember exactly what time.
It's like Joe Biden was putting out there that he offered Florida so much money because of the storm. DeSantis said we don't want. That's what he's supposed to do. Federal government is not supposed to go walking up into a state unless they're being offered by the governor. But he's making that known just to gather votes and to cause division and strife with ignorant people. Like it was during Katrina. Bush couldn't bring in federal troops or federal aid unless the governor of Louisiana asked for it.
I can tell you that I'm really getting tired of the talk in Washington. It's getting really old. I mean, I just feel like they're talking to talk, and I just really like to see some action.
Well, we'll see, because I promise you, in about a month, you're going to be seeing a lot more scams, and everybody that said they won't do it, watch, they're going to do it.
I feel like that they'll do it because, I mean, you'll be people that would lose their jobs because of it, part of it. You know, and I feel like the first people they start, you know, start after with that is going to be health care. Always health care.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that they go after first. It doesn't matter if those people want to do it or not. It's like they're just required to do it. And what's bad is you got rural areas which don't have many jobs. So they have to feed their family somehow. That's their whole thought process.
Mm-hmm. I think I went 10 months without going into any store, period, back in 2020.
I didn't go in stores. I didn't go in Walmart for a couple of years, actually.
Because I don't give people that satisfaction.
Yeah, I didn't go to Walmart for a couple of years. It was a long time. Because I don't want to deal with it, you know? And this stupid social distancing crap is another mm-hmm. thing. Like, it can't, like, they can't, like, stuff can't float through the air.
So what do you think? Is your area going to be scamtastic again? Or do you think people are going to stop?
They're going to be wearing them. Yes, you're absolutely right. I already see people, husband and wife, with their masks on, color coordinated with their clothes.
Hmm.
So, yes, they're going to be doing it. Every step they make, the masks fall down below their nose. Pull it back up.
Yeah.
either pulling the mask up or pulling up their pants, one or the two. The things that really piss me.
Go ahead.
The things that piss me off, Leslie, is how the FBI be attacking groups like the Amish or the Quakers. They preparing stuff for their own. Even if a customer signs a form saying they don't care, they still say it's against the law. Well, it's one of those regulations of many that have became laws that never were voted on by Congress. And I think that's totally wrong. You got some yo-yos sitting up in an agency, and they're making up these rules and regulations, like the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, making regulations on the number of shells your gun can have, the length of the barrel, and all that crazy stuff. Hell, a person that's a dwarf, that's about 3'6", they may have to cut their barrel down to about 16 or 14 inches. Heat from dragging on the ground.
My guns have never killed anybody.
Well, the only time a country wants to disarm its member, its citizens, is when they want to take them over.
I really hope that people are ready. I mean, I know people say that, but I'm not really sure.
I just think they're not going to let a crisis go to waste, and they know that they're not popular, so they have to do something to make it worthwhile. So they have to scare people somehow.
Well, you know as well as I do, that's not what we hear on TV. Everything's great, wonderful. All this Build Back Better.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see people say, I stand with Hawaii. Because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, they really haven't
pushed
that narrative.
Standing with Ukraine. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I've just not seen that happen yet. I mean, but again, I was never for the war in Ukraine, so I'm not for this proxy war that we've got going on that they say that's not going on. And
hey, speaking of all this, I uploaded a clip by Russell Brand. He's talking about the new CDC director, and she believes in scams just like everybody else does. So you're not going to have anything different.
Yeah, the one from Alabama. I think she's going to be worse than probably Fauci.
Well, this one replaces the CDC director, not Dr. Frati. This one,
okay.
Her name was Walensky.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember what this person, well, let me play it, and I'm sure he'll say it.
Okay.
Good news. Joe Biden has appointed a new CDC director to replace the last one. Let's hope that this one's not almost exactly the same and behaved really badly during the pandemic, laughing and lying their way through that whole bloody disaster. That is what they're like. Hello there, you 6.5 million awakening wonders. Thanks for joining us on a voyage to truth, freedom, revolution, and mutual awakening. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe right now so the algorithm gives you what's good for you rather than giving you another CDC director who's so like the other CDC directors, you might as well not have bothered replacing them in the first place. We did a good story about Rochelle Walensky. She was the last CDC director. This new one, in shocking footage, is revealed laughing, scoffing, and joking about a period of suffering, corruption, lying, and ineptitude in a manner that makes me feel feel physically sick, for which she'd probably recommend I take mandatory medications and stay in the house for 100 years in case it causes everything to go really wrong. That's how the mainstream media announces fiasco.
President Biden has appointed a new CDC director, Dr. Mandy Cohen.
Cohen was the state's guiding force through much of the COVID-19 pandemic. She stepped down from that role in November 2021 after nearly 5 years on the job.
We already know that people are now questioning openly the validity and effectiveness of masking. So even seeing them march out in their masks and the person doing the signposting taking off their mask is already a reminder of what went on during that era. It was divisive. It was politicized. It was exploited. It was profitable for some pretty dubious institutions. This is going to be a big problem if this subject remains on the agenda, because it is deeply revealing about the way that power behaves, how its bureaucracies operate in conjunction with corporations, how government empowers institutions that use science as a veil for odd behaviors and odd edicts. In particular, many things we were told were scientific were the exact opposite of that. Guesses, hunches, ideas.
Dr. Cohen headed to Washington to meet with both Democratic and Republican lawmakers to talk about public health. She says it's a bipartisan issue. Cohen says she wants to focus on repairing trust, an issue since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, first, it starts with the whole team at CDC. Trust is not just built with me doing something different. It's all of us being different.
So when they talk about trust and the repair of trust, what do they mean? Emails obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request show that CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and former NIH Director Francis Collins were aware of and discussed breakthrough cases of COVID in January 2021, right when the vaccines became widely available. Just to remind you, what that means is at the point when vaccines were being rolled out as the solution, they knew that people were still contracting COVID when they were vaccinated. I don't know if you remember that time, but I don't recall that being the messaging on mainstream media or from the CDC.
And at my first all-hands meeting here at CDC last week, the first thing we talked about was trust.
Running an important and influential agency like the CDC requires acumen, skill, moxie. Let's see the ability that Mandy Cohen will be bringing to the role by examining her conduct during the pandemic period and how she made her decisions. This footage emerged revealing exactly how she does it.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to... but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. So
just to give you some context for this, it appears that during the pandemic period, decisions like whether or not mass entertainment or sports should continue were determined on the basis of chats with your mates. Are you going to ban the NFL? Yes. So will we then. Follow the science. Follow the science. Do you remember that language? Unfortunately, we have to, based on the data. What many people queried during the time of the pandemic was, what was the science we were following exactly? How was it arrived at? How do you know the efficacy of a lockdown against a virus that you are unfamiliar with? And based on this bit of footage, it's pretty apparent that people in power aren't better than you or cleverer than you. Oh, what are you, a doctor? Do you remember all of that? You're not a doctor. These are doctors. These are medical experts. You need to be a medical expert to go call up your mates and go, what are you doing? Let's do the same thing so that none of us are exposed and there's homogeneity of policy so you can't question it.
You know, it was like conversations like that. So, or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up a mask? They're like, next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday.
They coordinate their policies on the base of interpersonal relationships and preferences. So it's dishonest to claim that it was science in the first place. Now, if you're talking about a break with the past and reestablishing trust, how do you break with the past? By doing what you did in the past. How do you reestablish trust? By behaving in the same way that you've always behaved. How can these institutions modulate, alter, and improve their conduct when their conduct requires that they continue to behave in that way? And what I mean by that is presume authority, claim authority, which is sometimes legitimate and sometimes plainly isn't. So whether it was Walensky lying before a congressional hearing about emails and when they had particular bits of information, or Mandy Cohen joking about
how these life-altering decisions were made, it seems like there's room for new scrutiny, new analysis, and a requirement for a reckoning that won't take place under the Biden administration, and very few political figures are offering that reckoning. And now it appears that from a hushed-up study from Scotland, that vaccine efficacy itself is being openly questioned on the basis of science. A new report has shed light on the impact of Scotland's intrusive COVID lockdown restrictions and revealed there is no evidence to say they were effective. What are you doing over there, Mandy?
Oh, well, we're just going to just shut down football because we feel like it. My friend in Georgia's doing that.
All right, then, let's shut down the caber tossing. Sorry about that, Scotland. Scots were subject to the strictest restrictions in the UK during the pandemic, partly because Scotland wanted to distance themselves from the then Boris Johnson right-wing libertarian governmental style. So again, it was political rather than scientific. I believe that science was used in the pandemic period in the same way that religion was used in medieval Europe. This is just what's right. God has decreed. Science is being used as unquestionable authority rather than what it's supposed to be. Here is some evidence. Where's the evidence? The Scottish Government's handling of coronavirus is going to be scrutinised by the Scottish COVID Inquiry, which commissioned an independent report on the epidemiology of the virus. Written by Dr. Ashley Croft, consultant public health physician and medical epidemiologist, it will form the basis of discussion during the probe. But he has said there was insufficient evidence, or alternatively, no evidence, to support the use of face masks outside healthcare settings, lockdown, social distancing, and test, trace, and isolate measures in 2020. He adds, the evidence base has not changed materially in the intervening 3 years. While in some media spaces you hear people say that the problem was people didn't react quickly enough, or they weren't harsh enough, they should have locked down more and locked down quicker, the opposite is true. It was always a guess, and it was a guess that had to be legitimized by the nomenclature of science, not by the methods and efficacy and empiricism of science. In 2020, there was scientific evidence to support the use of some of the physical measures, e.g. frequent hand washing, the use of PPE in hospital settings adopted against COVID-19. For other measures, e.g. face mask mandates outside of healthcare settings, lockdown, social distancing, etc., there was either insufficient evidence in 2020 to support their use, or alternatively, no evidence. It's been argued that the restrictive measures introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in individual, societal and economic harm that was avoidable and that should not have occurred. All of the questions we asked about the well-being of our children, the economic impact, mental health of adolescents, health impact elsewhere, mentally, socially, biochemically, people missing heart medicine, cancer appointments, all of those things that were being brought up were all valid, legitimate, and much more scientifically accurate than lock yourself in your house, take this, don't take that, don't go there. The fact is that throughout the pandemic, what could have happened is these are some measures that may work, we're not sure. Here are some medicines that may be effective for certain groups, we're not sure. We're going to have to trust you to make your own decision for yourself and for your loved ones. That's not what happened. People were shamed en masse. People that were celebrated as heroes in the healthcare industry were dispatched and discarded when it was convenient. The whole thing sucks and stinks. And you can see why that happened when you watch this little exchange between Mandy Cohen and her interlocutors. Because it was done in a glib, conversational, well, I just found my friend and they said they were doing this, so I said I'll do that. It was a bunch of guesses by a cohort of buddies. Sold as science to support authoritarianism. In Scotland, as in most countries, a wide range of physical measures against COVID-19 were either recommended or else mandated from early 2020 onwards. During August and November 2020, there was little scientific evidence to support the physical measures that were mandated in Scotland against COVID-19. So, if during that time you were thinking, I should be allowed to go out if I want to, I should be able to take this medication if I want to and not have to if I don't want to, you were, it increasingly seems, absolutely right. Those of us that were cynical and skeptical about government motives were right to be. Once you can police the minds of most people, once you've got the majority of the population saying, you should do this, it's shameful, it's disgusting, yes, we should shame them. Once you have stuff like that said on the news, then you've already won the battle. The idea that Mandy Cohen is standing on a mandate of we're going to reintroduce trust or reestablish trust is ridiculous. She's part of the problem. Part of the problem is being offered to you as the solution, as is always the case, because the system can't go, well, actually, the system caused this. We're going to have to dismantle the system and introduce new democratic federalized systems of government based on consensus. They can't do that, because otherwise they won't be able to tax you and take your money and give it to Big Pharma and give it to the weapons industry and have forever wars and keep you doped up and stupefied in your home, hating other people elsewhere in the country because they believe in cultural things that you don't
believe in that are ultimately irrelevant when it comes to the things that truly matter, your freedom. And on vaccines, Dr. Croft added, it remains unclear as to whether or not COVID-19 vaccination has resulted in fewer deaths from COVID-19. That's astonishing. COVID-19 vaccines have been shown in randomized controlled trials to be effective or probably effective in reducing the number of people acquiring COVID-19 or severe COVID-19. However, vaccine-induced protection against COVID-19 is short-lived. So, God, imagine that. What they could say is this will give you a brief window of increased immunity. But have they done the studies on natural immunity? Which big pharma company is going to, we're going to invest millions in trialing the efficacy of natural immunity. Therefore, there is no evidence on natural immunity, only anecdotal, conversational, and minor studies taking place. Because when we talk about science, we talk about particular types of science at best, and at worst, people saying they're talking about science when what they're actually talking about is a chat they had with some of their friends to establish national policy during a time of pandemic. Re-establish trust? No. Re-establish your doubt. Re-establish your revolutionary fervor. Did you vote for them? I don't remember voting for them. Did you pay your taxes? You had no choice. You have no choice. They don't think you deserve one. But that's just what I think. Why don't you let me know what you think in the chat in the comments? We listen to you. We care about you. If you enjoyed this video, have a look at these. They're just as good. Join us every day in the other place where we do a one-hour show where we talk to experts independently and try to establish community by consensus, not community by control. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe, but more important than any of that, if you can, if they'll allow you, please stay free.
All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, he was on fire tonight.
I have never heard him talk before. I mean, I'm kind of impressed. Like, really.
Oh, I play him on a regular basis.
I'm not like that, though. I mean, that's, I mean, wow.
So, what Leslie, you asked earlier about trying to leave early. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I know you asked if we can leave early, and I'm just sitting here sucking wind like you wouldn't believe.
I'm sorry we're so boring tonight.
No, that's all right.
Well,
it's been a long day.
Week.
Yeah.
It's been a long day,
that's all. All right. So, Leslie, if you have anything else, we can go on. It's just, I know you asked about leaving early, and I've hit a wall. I'll be asleep by 8:15.
Well, see, you're a couple hours behind us, so.
I'm not going to even make it till 9.
Man, that's pretty bad. Well, it's very nice talking to you again, sir.
Okay, Leslie. Well, proof, I'll let you guys head on out. I'm going to do the same.
All right, sounds good. All right, let me go ahead and get this out of here. Oh, wow.
Have a good evening, gentlemen.
My cat's waiting for me to leave. I have an orange cat named Harry.
Aw.
Oh, he catches, he sits with me for my shows for the most part. But I'll go ahead and shut it down. All right, Leslie, thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody else, for listening in. Please support the other shows on the network. Until Monday, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am proof negative. I am